This Shraddha is not mere instinct. But it is an intuition, it is a perception which feels the truth to be truth, but for which there is as yet no ground. Therefore, pardon. Absolutely. Jiva, because it is born from the Supreme, born from the Paraprakriti, Paraprakriti Jiva Bhuta, there is one thing which the inmost individual knows, knows the Supreme Lord, knows the Supreme Mother, each one of us. Now, this knowledge, however, is covered. If it is fully covered, there is complete ignorance. But if slightly it is opened up, then it is Shraddha. There is a perception that this truth is truth, but not yet realized. Therefore, Sri Krishna says that when a statement of Raja Vidya is being made, it is made in the form of intellectual statement, but it is something which is pratyaksha avagamam. Right from the beginning, he says that this is the knowledge is you can gain by direct experience. But in the meantime, when you want to make an assumption from intellectual statement to that pratyaksha avagamam, I make an appeal to Shraddha, which is in every individual. There is always some opening. In fact, some people, even if they are not vacant, the moment they hear about it, it is vacant. Some people, of course, are so obstinate that they refuse completely. Therefore, they are ashraddhanam. They are so obstinate, they are so covered. Therefore, Sri Krishna says that if, however, the person who hears it happens to be ashraddha one, then you can tell him in advance that this is the consequence. Do not expect that he will come out of this world of death and this wheel, that he will attain to me. That will not happen. But I do not want that somebody takes it for granted this is true. I want him to have Shraddha, means there must be awakening of a perception. Now, what is the fundamental difference between the belief and Shraddha is this, that a belief may be an intellectual state in which you decide not to doubt, or you have ground of sufficient basis on the basis of which you say, I further do not ask any questions. A belief has certain grounds, but not full grounds. And then I say, now rest I believe. Once this is believed, then rest I believe. Shraddha is different from this. Shraddha is a perception of a truth that it is true, but it does not rest at that point. This is the mark of a Shraddha. Shraddha does not rest in the perception of truth as truth. The true Shraddha is one which is a perception of truth as truth, which strives incessantly, which strives constantly to turn it into sakshatkara. It goes on and on and on and on until that perception becomes sakshatkara. It is realized. That is the mark of Shraddha. Therefore, Shraddha is not taking for granted and resting there. It is not acceptance of a dogma. Shraddhavan is one who perceives that the truth is truth and constantly strives. There is a dynamic movement. Shraddha by nature is dynamic. It does not rest where it is. It does not fall back upon saying that, well, I believe now, now let me continue my life. I believe in God, I'll go on Sundays to the church, but the rest of the life let me do. I believe in God, I accept it. This is not Shraddha. Shraddha is that in every action, in every movement, I will pursue dynamically to arrive at a stage where my perception becomes a realization. I feel it is true. In a sense, therefore, we might say that faith is always blind. Blind in the sense that I have a perception which is not yet fully matured into realization, therefore it is blind. But it is not dogma because it does not rest there. It moves forward until it becomes a realization. Sri Krishna will say later on that every individual, whether he is a believer or non-believer, his whole life is based upon a perception. Perception of what he is, what he has to do, what he must do. This perception every individual has, as a result of which he reacts in the way in which he reacts. Every individual therefore has a Shraddha of a kind, of which he is not aware, but there is in him, he feels, I must do this, it has got to be done, this must be right. Even if it is proved to be wrong, he feels that, no, no, there must be something wrong in my perception of what I had perceived. I must revise my perception. I was perceiving something. Basically, every individual perceives the Lord and the Supreme Divine Mother. Every individual. This is his basic Shraddha. It is covered up, therefore there is ignorance of it. Even there is refusal of it. There is lack of faith in it. But even if there is slight opening, and basically every individual in his own way moves by that Shraddha. And whatever is that Shraddha, that he becomes. That is the speciality of the Shraddha. Shraddha does not remain merely a belief. There has to be a dynamic movement until you become that. Whatever is one's faith, that he becomes. This is one of the great statements of the Bhagavad Gita. Whatever is one's faith, that he becomes.